Coach on the road at Sox Fest, and I got the man here, the up-and-coming star catcher for the White Sox, Kyle Teal. How we doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm good. So you're in Chicago for this time of year. You ain't know it get this cold in Chicago, did you?
I mean, I'm in Jersey right now in the off-season, so coming here is not much different. So I'm pretty used to the cold weather.
So tell us a little bit about your experience last year coming up and making it in the big leagues.
Yeah, you know, it was a great experience. We have a great group of guys, and just I felt like a lot of us moved up together, and it was really great for the team camaraderie overall. And, you know, it was just overall, like, I felt like I got my feet wet, and I know what to expect this year.
So what do you anticipate going into this upcoming season?
Yeah, I just think it's important to focus on the process every single day. I mean, that's my main goal. And, you know, playing the game to win, you know, I feel like everyone's goal is the same. We're playing to win, so.
So how much mental did you realize this game was?
100%. I mean, I've played baseball my whole life, and that's just the game. You know, it's important to stay even keeled. You know, you can't get too high, you can't get too low. It's good to just stay right in the middle.
So, I mean, they said that this is a kid's game that grown men are playing. You still got the kid in you for this game?
Yeah, I like to think I do. I like to think I do got the kid in me. You know, playing to have fun is important, you know. I feel like if you take things too serious, sometimes it can get overwhelming. So you got to find that balance.
So what did your travel do for you? I mean, in and out of cities, getting in late at night, playing early games, night games. What does that do for your body?
I mean, I have no complaints. You know, doing what I love every day, I'm so grateful and so blessed to be doing this. You know, it can be hard on your body, but I feel like just prioritizing sleep and your recovery, it's important. And that's the main thing I do for that.
Where do you find time to sleep?
At night.
And, I mean, have you been keeping up with the all-season additions to the team?
Yeah, I have. You know, we got some really great pieces to our team that I'm excited to meet. And, you know, I already reached out to Mune. Sir Anthony, I haven't talked to him yet, but I'll be seeing him soon in spring training. And there's more as well. I'm just looking forward to seeing everyone and meeting everyone.
So what are you doing in preparation for spring training?
Yeah, just getting after it every day. Getting in the weight room, swinging the bat a little bit, doing defense, catching bullpens. Everything I can to get a little bit better every day.
So you mean you didn't take this one off and just kick your feet up?
Of course not. No. Could not do that. I love the game too much.
In Chicago, 2 million people in Chicago watching. What do you want to say to Chicago White Sox fans out there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see you guys. I'm excited to see you guys this year, you know. And it's going to be great. You guys are electric.
Coach with the man, KT. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it.
Your Diary, 247.us. Get your book online today. Chapter 10. For your info, one of my coaches would always tell me, you're just the face of this team. I run this program, and you wouldn't be anything without me. I'd laugh it off, but the truth is that being the face of my team has come with immense challenges. I've had to weather countless storms and endured setbacks that have tested me to no end. As the face of my team, I understand that when challenges arise, the accountability rests on my shoulders. If you want to hear my story, at yourdiary247.us. That's yourdiary247.us. Click the link to share, subscribe, follow, or like us on social media.